Welcome to the Tell Us Something podcast. I'm Mark Moss. Tell Us Something awakens imagination, empowers storytellers, and connects the Missoula community through the transformative power of personal storytelling. It is a celebration of each other, our stories, and how we move through the world together. All of the stories at Tell Us Something are true. Stories last for 10 minutes and are told from memory. Everyone is welcome to tell a story. The community comes together for a night of true personal stories, shared live, focused on a theme. Everyone has a story. What's yours? This episode of the Tell Us Something podcast was recorded in front of a live audience on September 20th, 2016 at the Wilma in Missoula, Montana, as part of the Montana Book Festival. 11 storytellers shared their story based on the theme, Fork in the Road. This episode of the Tell Us Something podcast was recorded in front of a live audience on September 20th, 2016 at the Wilma in Missoula, Montana, as part of the Montana Book Festival. 11 storytellers shared their story based on the theme, Fork in the Road. This edition of the Tell Us Something podcast comes to us from John Engen and is titled Haunted by Water. Thanks for listening.
Thank you very much. I'm not actually sure I was supposed to come through the curtains, but it just felt right for whatever reason. So apparently there's a 3-minute rule in effect this evening. Is that what you all have heard? So... yeah. Any public comment? I'd like to hear from you before I start talking, if that's okay. Forks in the Road. Interesting. So, most of my familiarity with Forks in the Road began when I actually physically found a fork in the road and picked it up. And then began enjoying a lot of carbs and bacon. And from there, developed a slight weight problem. And we can talk about that at another Tell Us Something, I hope, when we can do perhaps a 3-hour segment with PowerPoint and photos. But tonight, we will talk about the many forks in the road that are all about mayoring, right? So here is the dirty little secret about being a mayor. You run for the job, you think you know what it's about, you get the job, you recognize you had no idea what it was about. And so there are lots of things that happen at the city of Missoula every day because we have remarkable professionals and dedicated public servants who show up with great intentions and talent and skills and the burning desire, and it really is, it's palpable when you're around these people. They actually want to take care of people, with some minor exceptions. But most folks show up every day and they want to fix stuff for people, right? They want to take care of business, which makes part of what being a mayor in Missoula, Montana about is relatively easy. However, it's the stuff you don't expect. Naked bike rides. Who knew? The most email, ladies and gentlemen, I have ever received as mayor of the city of Missoula was about naked bike riders. And I finally reached a point where I said, you know what? I'm going to get a tandem. So before the surgery, Jim Nugent is going to ride on the front. I won't even have to pedal. But we moved on from that. It's the stuff you don't expect. And so what I didn't expect in 2010, so this is the 4th year I'm serving as mayor, pardon me, and I have 4 gentlemen show up in my office and they say, we're gonna go ahead and buy a water company. And I said, wow, well, that's a thing. I wonder what I do with that. And then I started to hear from people in my place about what they thought of that and what the opportunities were. And so we began complicated conversations, which were all about, in the beginning, ladies and gentlemen, all about diplomacy, all about building relationships, all about talking to a super rich guy from somewhere else about the fact that he really didn't want this water system, but he wanted the ones in California, and could we make a deal, and can we get something done? And I think, yeah, we ought to get something done, because water turns out really important. And so we march down a path. And that path leads me to a place where I realize that I'm a dupe, right? Not the first thing you want to admit, but I'm Norwegian, so I get it. It's not the first time it's happened. I have lost a lot of card games. Never owned all the utilities in Monopoly. And that shit was cheap. So we reach a point where there's a line, and it's drawn in the sand, and I'm not used to lines drawn in the sand, and I'm not used to not finding a winner, and I'm not used to figuring out ways where everyone can be happy, because that is what I try to do every day when I wake up. How can I make more people happy, or in some cases less unhappy, depending on the day? Naked bike ride. Wow, that naked bike ride is really sort of in there. And I didn't see it. Did any of you ride? Yeah? I don't believe you. So, with very little time left, I will tell you that when you're lied to by the world's largest investment fund, when the people who put their faith in you to take care of the most fundamental business that is before them, when you have a choice, and the choice is, do I risk a lot for everything, or do I walk away? The choice becomes, you risk a lot for everything. But here's the thing, here's the lesson I learned. When the people are right, you're right. When the system works, it works. When things matter, we show up, we make a difference, and we change our part of the world in a way that matters for a very long time. Ain't nobody gonna remember my name 100 years from now, and that's okay. But 100 years from now, people will know that a water system that was once in the hands of investors from a very long way away who did not give a rip about Missoula, Montana, no longer control a precious resource that makes life happen in a place that we love. And that ain't bad. That, ladies and gentlemen, that's a fork in the road, and the only way people like me get there is when people like you help me. So thank you for helping me pick up the right fork, take the right turn instead of the easy wrong, and change our world.
Thanks, John. John Ingid was born in Missoula and never left. He has a degree in journalism from the University of Montana and spent his late teens, 20s, and 30s in the newspaper business. He was elected to the Missoula City Council in 2001 and became Missoula's 50th mayor in 2006. He has been re-elected twice. Now Missoula's longest-serving mayor, John will run again for the post in 2017. hoping he hasn't worn out his welcome. Thank you to everyone who attends the events, those of you who download the podcasts, and most especially to the storytellers John Engen, Jameson Gordon, Neil McMahon, Harry Nyes, Pat Williams, David Allen Cates, Shoba Rao, Michael Marsalek, Becca Kelly, Tommy Peterson, and Allison Cox. Tell Us Something is proud to be fiscally sponsored by Missoula Community Foundation, a 501c3 organization. Missoula Community Foundation has been providing leadership to Missoula nonprofits and inspiring long-term philanthropy in Missoula since 2007. For the good of Missoula, forever. MissoulaCommunityFoundation.org. Thanks to all of our sponsors. Top Hat Lounge. Bringing great music to Missoula for over 60 years, the Top Hat hosts a variety of Montana-based artists and has become a destination for national touring musicians. In addition to great music, the Top Hat hosts comedy shows, film, performance art, and storytelling. The Top Hat also offers a unique dining experience centered on local, house-made ingredients. Dining made different. View their menu and event schedule at tophatlounge.com. The Wilma, a locally owned and independently operated venue, The Wilma has anchored the Missoula cultural and entertainment scene for almost 100 years. Constructed in 1921 as a vaudeville house, The Wilma was utilized as a movie house for the majority of its history. In the 1980s, The Wilma began to once again host live entertainment. Now, it is a state-of-the-art live music facility within a spectacular historic building. TheWilma.com. CabinetParts.com, the number one source for cabinet hardware since 1997. Anyone searching for the best kitchen cabinet hardware at a great price needs to go to CabinetParts.com. CabinetParts.com, in business since 1997, combines knowledgeable hardware specialists with the best online shopping experience nationwide. With fast and easy ordering, free hinge matching service, and same-day shipping, CabinetParts.com is the direct source for all of your cabinet hardware needs. Missoula Broadcasting Company, which includes The Trail 103.3, Missoula's quality rock, and part of our unique Western Montana community, featuring local DJs who love Missoula and know their music. Jack FM, playing what they want. U 104.5 FM, finally, a radio station for you. UFM keeps every listener happy and upbeat with a fun mix of top 40 favorites and upbeat alt-pop gems. And ESPN 102.9, KKVU HD4, focusing on city, state, and regional sports, giving exposure and insight to teams and athletes in and around Western Montana. Martin McCain, Woodworks and Design. If you're looking for custom, modern, and mid-century cabinetry and furniture to fit your home, check out Martin's work on Instagram. He is at Martin_McCain_Woodworks over there, and MartinMcCain79 on Pinterest. You can always friend up with him on Facebook, because if he's doing work for you, it's pretty likely you'll become friends. Facebook.com/MartinMcCainWoodworks. Find. Find is a vintage store located in Missoula, Montana that sells unique finds, antiques, eclectic furniture, and home decor. Currently in transition, Find will reopen its doors at some undetermined date. Gecko Designs. Gecko Designs is a great little design shop specializing in responsive, results-driven web design and are proud supporters of the arts, hosting First Friday events every month and making sure that the artists receive the full sale amount when they successfully sell a piece of art. GeckoDesigns.com. The Bookstore at the University of Montana. MontanaBookstore.com. Fact and Fiction. FactandFictionBooks.com. Thanks to Cash for Junkers, who provided the music for the podcast. Find them at CashforJunkersMusic.com. Find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Check the website to find out how you can tell your own story, tell us something, .org. If you're interested in sponsoring Tell Us Something, email me at marc@tellussomething.org. That's mark@tellussomething.org.